And you know me, I interview athletes of all sorts of sports and disciplines, and we're very happy now to have Brad the Bullet Baker. He is with us, of course, a star rider who has now representing the Harley-Davidson flat track team and an X Games gold medal contender as well. And are you excited for all the new additions for the games in Austin, Brad?
Yeah, man, I'm really excited about it. It's incredible that Harley-Davidson was able to work with ESPN and get the flat track into the X Games at the medal competition. And, yeah, really pumped about it. Can't wait to get down to Austin and compete on June 4th.
Now, you're not a, you know, an old guy. What are you, 21, 22, right?
And
yeah, so 22. So when the X Games came out, that was probably right when you were first starting to realize that this was the sport you were into. And so, I mean, what has that meant for you guys? From it was one thing to just be like, you know, doing some tricks on a dirt bike to actually being able to compete against the best in the whole world.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really awesome. You know, I've kind of dedicated pretty much all my life to racing motorcycles now. Even from when I was young, I took things really, really serious. And then, you know, with my past accomplishments in AMA Pro Flat Track, one being the Grand National Champion of the sport, third youngest in the history of the deal, you know, that was, till date, my biggest accomplishment, and really was the biggest accomplishment there was in flat track until this came about with the X Games. You know, and obviously the X Games has done a lot, like you said, since the early 2000s. You know, it's made some pretty top household names as far as athletes go, and kind of a lot of great legends have got their roots started there. So to be able to come and compete at the X Games for gold and say, you know, add that to my list of hopefully accomplishment or at least something that I said I did is definitely incredible.
Yeah, and the other thing is, Brad, is that motorsports is a, you know, it's an area of the sporting world that transcends all races and creeds and nationalities. Everyone can relate, and that's why I think it's even more fascinating that the X Games, they'll find you up in the Pacific Northwest, they'll find a guy in South America, they'll find a guy in France, they'll find a guy in Japan. I mean, this really is internationally known. And are you surprised when you travel that you maybe are more famous outside the States?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, when I go to Europe and stuff, like, heck, it's like I almost roll out the red carpet for you over there. It's almost like you're more popular over there. They obviously, Europeans have a are very, very, very enthusiastic about motorsports and especially motorcycles in a lot of areas over there. But yeah, it's really cool that it brings a worldwide appearance to every sport that competes in the X Games. And it gives you a lot of exposure, not only in the States, but worldwide, and it's really awesome.
Rick Tittle with Brad the Bullet Baker. And it's one thing to, you know, ride motorcycles, and I'm sure growing up you tried all sorts of but, you know, there is only one, just like, you know, there's the World Cup final is the biggest soccer match, the Super Bowl is the biggest football game. Harley-Davidson is the number one brand of motorcycles. So when you have an iconic franchise like that, what is that like for you to be riding around and you look down on the gas tank and there it is?
It's definitely really awesome, man, just doing anything with Harley-Davidson now. You know, I've been able to have the pleasure to do a lot of cool things. One, you know, working with them on getting flat track into the X Games and launching the new Street 750, and just been learning a lot more about the heritage of Harley-Davidson. And yeah, it's an iconic name, and to be, you know, kind of their poster child here lately, it has been really awesome, and kind of add my name to the long list of great riders that have raced for them in the past. It's definitely an honor to be able to do it.
Now, Brad, a lot of people will watch you and other athletes in the X Games, and they'll say, well, you know, these guys all have a screw loose, and maybe you do, but you also have to be a very disciplined athlete. It's one thing to do backflips and stuff, but if you don't know what you're doing and you don't hone it to a craft, you're going to get yourself hurt. So I think, yeah, you might be a little bit crazy, but it's not crazy, is it?
No. I mean, we're really normal people that, it's not like we are just, like you said, bouncing off the walls and got, are not normal. I mean, we have to look at this as a business and have to look at it really seriously at the same time from a training aspect and to really be able to make it into a living to where you're not just doing it for no reason at the same time other than just smiles. But it's definitely to be on a regiment, and when you do get hurt, there's a lot of more self-discipline that comes in to overcome injuries and to be able to bounce back from that. So yeah, I mean, athletes and racers aren't dummies by any means.
Couple more questions for Brad Baker. What has Kevin Atherton meant to you, just not only as a mentor and but as a friend as well when it comes to this?
Kevin's been really influential throughout my whole expert career. He's one that isn't a stranger to injuries, but he's been busted up throughout his day but always has a very positive outlook on everything. And you can never find anything negative coming out of Kevin's mouth. So he's always, taught me to take with the bad with the good and the good with the bad and how to push through injuries. I've had a couple pretty bad ones here in the last year myself. And pretty much, the way he goes about things, he's very serious, but he's laid back and kind of has a good way of keeping his nerves calm and just going about things in a very controlled way. So, he's been a lot as far as the mental package that goes for being a racer, but he helped me out a lot with winning my Grand National Championship in 2013 and the years leading up to that, and has became like family to me. So Kevin's a pretty awesome dude.
Very well said. And you talk about how you crashed a couple times. If you don't mind me asking, can you take me, it's a two-part question, take me to that time when you ate it the worst, and then maybe on the other side of things, contrast with maybe that moment of nirvana where you just did something that it was an out-of-body experience. It was so awesome.
Probably the one that was the hardest crash and was kind of the craziest one was was my latest one when I was in Barcelona, Spain, at the Super Prestigio race. I high-sided really hard, and it knocked me out during the crash, and the first time I'd been knocked out. I hit the ground really hard before and seen stars and got ran over, done things, but I'd never actually been knocked out. And waking up and not even really knowing, like, well, okay, now I'm on the ground, and now I got a bunch of Spaniards talking Spanish around me, and my freaking shoulders popped out of place, that waking up from that one was pretty crazy.
Wow.
The coolest one I remember probably just be the last couple laps of Pomona half mile in 2013, leading up to win the main event, which I knew when I won the main event, I won the Grand National Championship as well. So rolling across the start-finish line at the checkered flag was pretty surreal at that moment.
And finally, the weirdest thing somebody asked you to sign, if you can mention on the radio.
I signed a kid's forehead one time, but I've also signed my fair share of girls too, so that was kind of nice. But the kid's forehead was probably the funniest deal, just because who wants a signature on their forehead?
All right, very good. We want to remind everybody that Brad the Bullet Baker, check him out at the X Games Austin, Texas. He's part of the Harley-Davidson Factory Flat Track team, and we thank you for your time, my friend. Best of luck, and we definitely need to catch up with you down the road, all right?
Yeah, definitely, man. Thanks for having me on, and for all the fans that want to find out more about the X Games, just go on the xgames.com, or about Flat Track and Harley-Davidson, just go on the harley-davidson.com, and look up all your information there.
Perfect. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Thank you, man. Have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
Brad the Bullet Baker.